Welcome to Mic Me Up, where we'll be interviewing business owners that have adapted to the digital world. We'll be sharing their knowledge, experience, and insights into their business and discuss how social media is changing the way they communicate with their customers. Brought to you by Media Me. Here are your hosts, Paul and Jaden.
Boom.
G'day, Paul. We have a guest on today.
We do. Would you like me to do the honours?
Yeah, please. No,
hang on, it's your birthday. Had to mention it. Look, he's getting embarrassed.
Oh, I'm getting all rosy cheeks.
Happy birthday to you.
24 okay. Today, almost a quarter of a
century old. All right, baby cheeks.
Rightio, so we have got a very special guest on today.
Thank you.
Ms. Jones from Stage the Dream.
Oh, call me Helen.
Helen Jones. From Stage the Dream. She is a occupied home stager, but I won't steal a spotlight. Please introduce yourself, Helen.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'm an occupied specialist consultation person, actually.
Wow. That's quite a mouthful.
Wow. Don't get a nameplate for your desk because I think it could be a mutilation.
Okay. All right. Just say consultation specialist.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's your job then? So what – so look, I mean, we work – with you, so there's no secret there.
No.
And you help bring a lot of value to what we do here as well, especially with our clients.
Thank you. I think I do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good. All right. I'm glad. Well, so what is an occupied home stager?
Well, I basically go into people's homes and help them to present their homes for sale, and I don't hire furniture.
You don't hire?
No.
So what do you do?
So you got no warehouse?
No, I use what people already have.
Right.
And that's really great for my clients because they get to sit on their own furniture rather than.
Oh, of course.
Like putting the plastic sheets over the lounge chair
and stuff. And kids don't sleep all weird in the bed.
Sit in the corner, kids, and have breakfast, you know? Oh, dear.
No, they get to use their own furniture, which is really great. And the model is obviously really great for people to. Use what they've already got and therefore they don't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars.
That is an awesome business model, that, isn't it?
So, Helen, this must be a pretty popular industry. So how many of these
consultation specialist? And that might be why there's only two of us.
Really?
There's only two of us in Australia.
In Australia.
Wow.
You're joking. So people just don't know about this side of the industry.
Maybe they're just used to the hired model.
Yeah.
People come, you know.
Spending all the money.
Bring all that in. But in the Moreton Bay region, there's a lot more people who would rather not hire. They would rather try and use what they already have.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it makes it look like a home then.
Yeah. Well, it really comes down to the demographic of the area, doesn't it? Like, I mean, I guess you're in a different – you're not in a city of Brisbane.
No.
I mean, you did travel down that way
I do.
It's a very different demographic and they – and especially you work with some older people too, don't you? So they don't have the ability or the energy, you know, to move furniture and get a house ready. So how does it work? You get a call? You go out to a house? What then?
Well, before I go out to the house, I actually have a chat with the clients over the phone and talk to them and find out a bit about their place and what they are hoping to achieve.
Yeah.
And then I go around and visit the client and I can spend anything between 1 or 2 hours going right through the property, right from the front yard through to the house and into the backyard. So it's the whole property.
So it's not just like the bedrooms and stuff, it's also like the landscape sort of stuff as well.
Yes, I give them advice on how they can make their house look. I actually take the people across the street at the beginning and show them and get them to look back at their place and have a bit of a discussion around how they feel the place looks.
Yeah.
And then we go into the house and do every single room and then out the back.
That's amazing.
So when you're done, how many clients go back to you and go, Helen, I don't want to sell now. My house looks fantastic.
That's everybody.
Because I know when I was selling my place, we did all the things that we wanted to do but never did them, right? And we finally got them done. It was like, oh, why are we moving again?
Yeah.
You know, we finally did everything we wanted to do.
It's quite nice here.
Yeah. Is it like a different house?
Yeah. I get people saying, and Helen, this is what my place looks like when I don't have children.
Oh, yes. Yep. Heard that one before.
So, yeah, it's and I really like to have the personality of the seller in that, even though photos don't stay up on the wall, it's still a little bit about the type of people that they are.
Yeah, so
I think that's really important.
So, like, I guess that they can take that information from that consultation, not just with the sale of their home, but also what to do when they get their new place.
Yes.
Just go, well, the pillow's here. This is how she.
That's right.
She did it. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I actually had someone today who started off a little bit apprehensive about what I was going to say. And then by the end of it, I was giving her ideas for her new place. So she's going to get me out to come to her new place.
Right.
And also, she asked me about her daughter's place, who has just put hers on the market. And she asked for a bit of advice for that too. So I'm going to send her some ideas for that.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah. And, but it's not with my agent, it's with another agent, not my partner agent. Yeah.
Do you tend to get a lot of, like at first people aren't too sure about what you do? Like, do you come across that often?
Yeah. A lot of people think interior decorator and they go, oh, she's going to not like how I've styled my place. And then when I get around there by the end of the consult, they're saying, oh, you're actually just like a normal person.
not they just go, no, this isn't right. We're doing this over here.
No, yeah.
It's the mighty Helen.
Yeah, so they feel really comfortable. That's what I try to do that from the beginning. That's why I have that conversation before I get around there because, yeah, they are apprehensive because they love their home.
Okay, so just a quick one then. So, I mean, when we're talking occupied, you know, home staging, you're not just going there fluffing up the pillows and making their bed, are you? So it goes into a little bit more detail.
Oh,
like,
yes.
I mean, I've heard that you will even discuss repainting a wall.
Mm-hmm.
You will go really in depth to make that home feel as neutral but as homely as possible. Is that right?
That's correct. And I also give them advice on whether they have set each room up correctly as far as how buyers will want that to be, or because buyers are trying to imagine.
Yep.
So I'll help them with ideas for furniture if they need to buy any before they actually sell.
Yep.
Just to make the place look the best, so it's the best product.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. So I actually don't call it decluttering. I actually call it editing.
Editing.
Because when you say decluttering, it's a bit negative.
Yeah.
People go, oh God, no.
I like that.
I can relate to that. Yeah. I like I'm editing.
Yeah, editing for sale rather than saying decluttering.
Decluttering, editing.
Because it basically suggests that they haven't got really nice stuff.
We're just going to edit this room.
Yeah.
This room.
We're going to edit out the stinky cat.
Yeah, we just need to do a touch of Photoshop.
Yep, the cat litter and, the dog
that
hair.
That purple wall, we're going to edit that.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Helen, I have to ask, what is that one thing in everyone's house that you always go, it's here as well, like whether it be a tea towel or something on the floor or shower stuff, like what's that one thing that like always is like there in every place? Which is it?
Mats.
Mats? Oh, you don't like mats?
Well, mats don't show up the flooring that you've got. So people have got mats everywhere.
Pet peeve?
Because that's how they live. That's okay. But when you're selling, you don't want lots of mats around the place.
No, of course.
Yeah.
What about rugs? No, just mats?
Well, mats and rugs. Rugs, I think probably my pet peeve would be the discussion around the rugs and people don't really want to change their rug.
There's discussions around rugs?
I really like my Persian.
Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, we need to sit down and talk about the rug.
So I usually say, tell me about the rug.
What's the story with her? Because you're personifier. She's a beautiful rug, this one.
Well.
Roll it up. Keep it nice.
Yeah, there's like today there were a couple of red rugs.
Right.
And there was a red rug underneath the table and it just made the area look smaller.
Mm.
So I just had a bit of a chat about what they could do.
What is the go with, like, colors making things feel smaller. Like, I don't get that. How's that? So red, so does blue make things look bigger? Or,
well, any of those kind of colors, the eye is drawn to that.
Right.
And you really want them not to necessarily look down. You want them to look around and see the features of the place. So try and keep things neutral.
Wow.
So, then so if it stands out, you're walking through and all of a sudden you see these red rugs, you're like,
you're like,
yeah, don't you?
Don't like the rug. Darling, look at this house. I got a red rug.
We're leaving.
No, we're going.
This is enough.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. And, so sorry, keep going.
No, no, I was just going to say the other thing is having old style furniture, like dark furniture.
Yes.
You know, that's a hard one, but you can make that still look really good depending on what you put on it.
Oh, Helen, darling, yeah. I photographed this home.
Here we go.
I shit you not, right? This thing was built like last year. Couldn't be any more modern. But they had like 16th century Gothic Victorian,
nice.
Like really like decorated. I mean, it was elegant,
yeah.
But it couldn't be further from matching. You would have just said, okay, let's just move everything out, right, and just go to IKEA or something, you know, restage it, because there was no angle in that place which I could make that place look
like,
I should pick up the photos. You'd throw up in your mouth, I think.
The goth looks not for everyone.
Yeah, well, it's just, I think it was like where they were from. I think it's a part of their culture.
Yeah.
But like as a, in our space, we look at things so like objectively, you know, not personally, you know, and when you just see something, it's like, oh. Like my thing is like fridge magnets.
Do you
ask them to move fridge magnets?
I ask them to move everything off the fridge.
Everything off the fridge. About glass, shower screens.
Yeah, I talk to them about shower screens.
Yep.
I give them an idea of how to clean it.
Mm. Yep.
You know, they basically, they do it. I'm really lucky because they do what I ask them to do.
What a good job, great. Hey.
Yeah.
Move this, do that. Thank you.
And the owner's still going, I love Helen. She was awesome.
She's amazing.
My husband's never cleaned his room before.
He loves Helen. I have to ask, how did you get into this? Maybe we'll go back in time, Paul.
Back in time. Oh, hang on. Yeah, we'll go back in time. You ready?
Okay.
Take us back, Helen.
Well, I actually looked at being a real estate agent.
Oh, dear.
So did we all.
and to tell you the truth, I went, nah, don't want to spend that many hours doing that.
Yeah, getting paid for like nothing of it.
So, yeah, so then I went, okay, what else could I do? And I've always been interested in looking at houses online and and I saw quite a few houses that were a bit out there and I thought, oh, maybe I could do styling and help people style their homes for sale.
Yeah.
So that's how I got into it.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you need like was it?
Accidentally too, because there's only two of these, don't forget, in Queensland.
Yeah.
Right. So not only is it a unique idea, right, it's taking off in other countries, isn't it?
Oh, like yeah, it's been big in the States for a while.
Yeah.
So the States have had this around for quite a bit of time.
They have. They have more vacant home stages, but I'm doing a course currently with one of the six-figure home stages in the States.
Cool. That's cool.
And she has been doing occupied consultations for 10 years, and so I'm learning off her as well. Which is really great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and get into a lot more detail with my consultations, as in helping people with paint colours and colours for their home. I do that, but I would like to get a little bit more, training behind me to help people out with that too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so not doing interior decorating though.
No.
I think we talked about this the other day is like, like it's always good to keep learning. Like you can't know too much.
And teaching people, because you're doing that all at once, aren't you? You're teaching the owners, you're passing on your knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're wanting you to go to their new house and and you're also learning all of this important information along the way.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's awesome.
That's really satisfying because the people.
Because you have a teaching background.
Yeah, I was a teacher.
Really?
As a teacher.
What grade? Primary? Secondary?
I started out in high school.
Ah.
And then saw the error of my ways.
Error? Shall we not
walk
go
back
there,
into or? The light and went to primary. Primary. So, yeah. Teacher for 28 years.
And now you've got a business where you can actually teach your passion.
That's right. That's really exciting.
Win-win by the sounds of it.
Yeah. I love it. It's fantastic. And it's great too because you get to meet new people and I do get people crying on my shoulder. I must have that kind of a face. But
you're joking. But tell us about that story.
Oh, yes, Helen. Tell us all about it.
Okay. Well,
we need a story time. We need a story time button.
Sometimes it's really hard to try and keep the time frame correctly because people will tell you their life story.
Yes.
Because they're selling their home and, you know, it's been their dream home for many people.
Yeah.
So, that's been the hardest thing for them to let go.
Yes.
They're selling but they haven't moved out up here, have they?
No. And that's why I sometimes say, are you divorced from your house?
That's a good one. I like that.
I like that.
That's a good way of putting it. Because it's true, you know. And because you've worked with some lovely people, you know, it would be hard. Like, I mean, we did one, didn't we, recently, and the gardens were absolutely immaculate.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. There would have been hours upon hours of effort put into that home.
Yeah.
You couldn't imagine what they're thinking going on the market, going, this is going to disappear.
No, that's
You can't
right.
take it with me, you know.
No. Yeah. But I do try and talk to people and say it's someone else's dream home and you've set it up really well. But I would like to say too that I do have really fantastic partner agents who do a lot of prepping before I go in as well. Mm. They do a lot of discussions about, Helen will probably tell you to move this and Helen will probably tell you to move that. And
oh, that's you might nice. Have to it's do kind that. Of yeah, like so that's great. Preempting.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. So that's preempting that teamwork. Conversation.
Yeah, so, you know, I do have really great partner agents.
Mm. So tell us a funny story. Have you had any experiences with anyone which have been just a little bit out there?
Not out there, but one of the places I went to, I'd like to get the husband and the wife both there if possible because, you know, different genders pick up different things.
Okay.
And it was all about the wife and what she had done and how she was going to style and, of course. I can do that. And then I came back for the photo check and I said to her, gee, you've done a fantastic job. This place looks amazing. And then I heard this, Helen, that was me. And then the story came out that the wife and the daughter, everywhere they went shopping, the husband would say, the father would say, no, you can't do that. Helen didn't say to get that. Helen said you had to do this. And I think it should be this. And this colour should go with that and that candle should go with that.
Wow, so he got right into it.
He did. He did a lot of the styling. So now I've got to be really careful because I could come back and it might not be the female who does the styling. It could be the male.
Yeah. Another little learning experience. There.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. And he was so excited because he then proceeded to take me around and this is what I did and I did this, Helen. I followed your ideas and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And meanwhile, the wife and the daughter were rolling their eyes in the background.
It's like, yeah, whatever, shut up already.
So, yeah, I get a lot of really nice it's really happy for me to go back to photo checks because they're so happy with what they've done and what they've achieved and you know, they've said to me things like, I haven't got a styling bone in my body. And then I come back and then I'm,
Yeah. Okay, so what's a photo check? So you do a consultation.
I was literally just about to ask that question.
Were you? Okay, over to Jaden. You can ask that one.
Yeah. What's a photo check?
So a photo check is where I go back and I ensure that each of the rooms are presented well for the photographer. Mm-hmm. And I talk to people about, not so much checking up on what you're doing, but mainly about making sure that the angles are correctly, you know, for things like vignettes and, there's a funny story about vignettes.
Yeah, right.
I had someone say a vignette.
A vignette.
Yeah, or a vinaigrette.
You can test my, is a vignette the, like, sort of like that?
Yes.
That's the word that someone was asking what the thing was about the other day.
The thing of the
you
thing?
Know
the,
what
the
I'm
thing?
Talking about? Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
People are like, what is that thing that Helen says? It's like a group of 3, 5, or 7 things.
Oh, there you go.
I was just like, I read it on a brochure. It's a
vignette.
It's a something.
It's a vignette.
Vignette. But
it's a vinaigrette.
Wouldn't in a million years thought it was a vignette.
Yeah.
Because I see like a vignette as something I don't want to have in our like in technical terms with cameras. It's a it's a thing like on a camera.
Yeah, so we avoid vignettes.
Yeah, we don't like vignettes.
Oh, I don't know. You do pretty good close-up shots of vignettes.
You're like, we do. Well, so,
there you go. It's a vignette without the vignette.
Oh,
that's a weird word. I've just said that 10 times in a row now, and I'm getting weirded out by it.
Is that a proper term? Vignette.
It is a proper term, but do you know how to spell it? Because they'll ask you, how do you spell that?
It's like V-I-G-I-N-N-I-N-E-T-T-E.
No, V-I-G-N-E-T-T-E. So vignette. That's why you, yeah. So it's all in the
Vignetti.
Vignetti.
I'm going to say that now. Spaghetti Vignetti.
We're going to go to the next shooting. Oh, I love the Vignetti.
Oh, look how good this is. Helen.
Is that a Helen Vignetti?
Job in the Vignetti over here.
Oh, I'll just say, well, the vinaigrette was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I think that just about rounds up our time today
with Helen.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, I learnt some things.
Okay, and it was good fun. I think people got a bit of information out of it.
Yeah. So, I certainly did.
Yeah, I loved it. It was good. So we'll get you to come back again for another one.
Okay, all right.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, great.
You like doing that?
Great, yeah. I'll bring some more funny stories.
Yes, and we'll talk more about
Vignettis.
Vignettis.
Yeah, just make sure you know how to spell it, because I have a friend who could be listening and she'll want you to make sure you spell it.
We'll practice. We'll practice.
It's not Vignettis.
We'll print a sign. We'll put it up here. Cue cards behind us all so we can spell it. All right, thanks very much, Helen.
Thank you.
Helen from Stage the Dream. If you need to contact her, we'll have some information in our post and description and what have you.
Definitely.
And if anything's of interest to you, give Helen a call.
Thank you.
Be great.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Okay.
Cool. Till next time.
Thanks for coming.
Time.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye.